A celebration has been taking place at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. It's all about what's called distance learning.
I think distance learning is a fantastic way to complete a course at the London School, especially if you have other commitments. But be aware, it is a lot of work. So if you are working full-time or have family commitments, it is still as much work as if you came to the school, I think.
I'm a doctor by profession and I'm working in the field of HIV/AIDS. So by distance learning, I was able to take care of my family as well as pursue my career, advance my studies.
And you're taking care of one of your family right here at the meeting, aren't you? Who's
this? Please. She's Lungenda. I started studying actually when I was expecting her.
And Lungenda, are you going to be a distance learner as well?
Yes.
Clarissa Moreira from Australia and then Priscilla Mulenga with her family visiting London for a special party to celebrate their successful studies with the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. And these days you can study for a full degree or for one of several other qualifications without even being in London, as I heard from the Dean of Studies, Sharon Hutley.
Distance learning has enabled the London School to reach many more students than we could otherwise have here studying in London. So we started the programme about 15 years ago now, and we now have many more students studying with us by distance learning than we have coming to London.
Give me some idea of where they are.
Well, that's quite a tricky one to answer because they're really all over the world. One of the initial aims of setting up the distance learning programme was to replicate the very diverse student body that we have coming to London. And I think we've really achieved that. We have students in well over 100 countries at any one time.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, how do they study? Is this a matter of using the internet these days?
Well, things have changed a lot since we first started the programme. But they still use a variety of means to study, and I think that's one of the most important things, that people can still use traditional books and pen and paper and so on, or they can access more and more via the internet. But these students are working, they're travelling and so on, so it's different things at different times.
And this is just what I heard from talking to partygoers at the reception held for distance learners and London-based students in the elegant library of the main building of the London School in Keppel Street.
I'm a consultant in paediatric emergency medicine. I'm from England and I chose distance learning because it allows you to continue with your working life and to gain extra skills and education at the same time.
I'm from Zambia, Lusaka. I chose distance learning and infectious diseases in particular because of my career. It has enhanced my profession. I'm involved in teaching. I'm using the same model of distance learning to design other courses in the country as well.
Kamaljit Kaur and Lloyd Mulenga, relaxing with other distance learners from around the planet. But unlike students at the main London building itself, they can't actually see the professors in their offices and in the lecture theatres. So is it as good if you're a distance learner?
I think it's almost better because they can have that kind of communication through the internet and someone will definitely be there to answer them. Whereas sometimes you go looking for a professor and maybe he's travelling for 3 weeks.
And what is the contribution of distance learners around the world to global health generally?
Well, I think it's huge. When we won the Gates Award for Global Health in 2009, we profiled some of the achievements of our distance learning students in terms of what they were doing and what they were studying. And we realised just how active they were out there in the field at the same time that they're studying.
Sharon Hutley, the Dean of Studies at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine and the architect of the distance learning programme, laying the foundations for health for all people everywhere and a fairly useful way to spread goodwill as well as good health around the planet.
The experience was a real eye-opener. It required a lot of commitment. If you are trying to learn from home, a lot of people will have that idea that it would be a relaxing way of studying, but degree in infectious disease at London School is very challenging and is very demanding. So a lot of commitment needs to be put from the day, first day.
Taking time off work is sometimes difficult, and therefore being able to do it alongside a job is really what made me choose to do distance learning. It's a really well-recognized course, and also it's got students from all over the world who come at it with different experiences. So when you read the kind of postings that are on the web boards and the way we interact, you really get a glimpse of the whole world.
I am a doctor and I chose distance learning as a convenient way to acquire more qualification. My experience has been overall very positive. I would absolutely recommend it to others.
We were just listening to Mohammed Limbada, Ingeborg Oyer and Adeola Oyegbita, all distance learners of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. For Audio News, I'm Peter Goodwin.